Hello, today is the 18th of January, 2021, and I'm talking with Luke Knight.
Hey, I'm happy to be here with you.
So to set things off, Luke, what year were you born in?
I was born in 2004.
And where exactly were you born?
I was born in Edmonton, Alberta, and I don't remember the name of the hospital, but yeah, that's about as specific as I can get.
And what was the neighborhood like where you grew up?
Well, the neighborhood where I am still growing up is very beautiful. It's this little subdivision in the middle of about 10 kilometers away from Smithers. Very nice, like beautiful mountain views, lots of nice families around, yeah.
And have you lived anywhere else?
I lived in Edmonton for about 8 months, but I can't really say I can remember anything. So I basically just tell people I've lived in Smithers my whole life.
And tell me about your family.
I got my dad, who's like a lovable hippie redneck. I got my mom, who's a hardworking doctor, and then the two dogs, and me, the special one.
And what does your dad do for work?
My dad is, I would consider him a jack of all trades. He is a certified mechanic, to being a RAF guide, to teaching swift water rescue in Smithers, and then all the way to getting his master's in business and having a forestry tech and diploma. So he's done a lot of things. But as of right now, he is taking care of me, and apparently that's a full-time job.
And do you regularly see any extended family?
No, all my family lives very far away. Like, my closest family would be in Fort Nelson, which is around a 12-hour drive, and my farthest family away would be in Australia, which is a 14-hour plane ride. So, yeah, they're all quite far.
And what activities do you do with your family?
Activities I like to do with my family would be, like, I love going backcountry skiing with my dad and my mom and our dogs, or it's really fun to go just skiing at the ski hill with them and stay at our cabin. Yeah.
And what about holidays and birthdays? Do you celebrate them?
We celebrate holidays. Like, I wouldn't really say it's any different than any other family, but
And when you were younger, what did you guys do for fun?
To be honest, like, really, not much has changed since I was little. Like, we do the same kind of sports, we just do it more hardcore. Because, like, my first time up to Hank and Evelyn, which is like a little backcountry place that not very many kids go to, I was 7, and I'm still going now, like, however many years later, and I'm 16.
And would you go to elementary school?
I went to elementary school at Muheim.
Which is in Smithers?
Which was in Smithers. It was the first school put in Smithers, I believe, and it is, like, one of the bigger schools. It's the French one. It was a good school. I've got lots of funny moments and good friends made, lots of good memories, yeah.
And what was your favorite subject?
My favorite subject in elementary school was, for sure, it was definitely lunch, and I loved lunch, and we all loved to just, you know. I remember when we were in elementary school, they changed the order in which you could eat lunch. They'd make you eat lunch after instead of before, and we all got really mad. We wanted to start a petition, actually, as like little kids in grade 5. We wanted to start a petition to actually put lunch before, because that was what we were used to, you know. So we were really mad at the principal, and I don't think anybody's ever liked her compared to the other principals we've had. That sounds really crude, but I mean, like, if you ask any kids in my age that went to that school, nobody really liked her.
And what was your least favorite subject in elementary?
My least favorite subject? Man, I don't know. Probably silent reading, because I couldn't really read very well when I was little, and so it was kind of a struggle for me. But I coped.
And have you gone to any other high schools than SSF?
No, I've only gone to this school. This was definitely an interesting school, but it's the only school I've ever been to, besides Muheim.
And what about downhill skiing and biking in Smithers? What's that like?
The downhill skiing is quite reputable. I would say it's really nice because it snows, like, not super often, but there's enough snow to where you can ski like fresh powder for weeks after it snows because there's lots of kind of hidden spots that we know of as locals. And the biking is also like quite well made. I don't know if it's well maintained, but we have like a good set of trails and lots of people in the club that are willing to help and put the work in. But I would say that definitely we're not even close to comparable to Burns Lake for trails just because of the community they have. It's a really cool thing to watch and see. So, yeah.
So would you say the community here is pretty good?
I would say it's good, but it feels more hardcore, and they're not like open to letting people into the club as outsiders. It's sort of more of like a VIP experience being in the club, which is a little bit unfortunate, but I mean, like, it's okay, because there are certain people in the club that are willing to let others in.
And any other outdoor activities you partake in?
The main outdoor activities that I do would be like backcountry skiing and mountain biking and obviously skiing at the ski hill. And we have a really nice selection of mountains. Oh, and there's also snowmobiling. So we have a nice selection of mountains you can go snowmobiling on, or you can even take your snowmobile to a mountain, like to the bottom, and then ski up and then ski down and have a fun day.
Yeah. And what was it like to be a teenager in 2020?
Oh, you know, like, all these kids, I think, were complaining about nothing. Like, really, like, we had this year, in 2021, we have school every second day. So basically what that means is for the majority of kids, they can basically just go skiing that day. They don't have school. And, like, the last 2 weeks, I've had 2 days of school a week. It's been pretty insane, to be completely honest. In 2020, after spring break, we didn't have any school. Like, we had some work to do online, but you just go back into skiing all day, every day. And then when you get home, you know, you just do a bit of work. But yeah, no, I really loved 2020 and 2021. I'm enjoying those years. And we got pretty good snow. And same with, like, biking in the summer. I mean, the only downside would be that because of CERB, more people are not working. And people are working from home now because of COVID. But yeah, no, overall, I would say that this is a good year. Just a bit more busy than normal, which is good for the stores. Because, like, I know a couple of my friends who own, like, bike shops were saying, like, they ordered, I think it was, like, 20 extra bikes by accident. And they sold them all before they even came in, which was, he said it was the best mistake he ever made.
And what would you say the best part of living in Smithers is?
Well, the best part about living in Smithers is basically any sport you want to do is at your fingertips. If you want to climb, you can climb. There's not like amazing climbing, but we have it. If you want to bike, we have pretty good bike trails. If you want to, you know, go hang out at the lake with your friends, we have a couple lakes you can go boating at. If you want to ski in the winter or snowboard, we have a bunch of mountains. We have a whole bunch of roads you can do motor activities. I mean, the only sports you can't really do would be surfing, but you can wake surf on a lake, but it's obviously not the same thing. But that's definitely one of my favorite parts about living in Smithers. You can kind of do everything, and it's not like a huge population, so it's sort of like local.
Yeah,
everybody kind of knows each other. It's a nice kind of feeling.
And what would you say the worst part of living in Smithers is?
Well, the worst part would be, to be honest, I can't really think of any downsides. Maybe it's a little bit old, like just some of the stuff, like some of the schools and stuff, would be nice to have a bit newer technology. But really, like, there's not much to complain about. Like, we have an airport and a ski hill, so, like, yeah, that's like definitely like pretty unique kind of thing for a town this small.
And what are your plans for the future? Do you know where you want to be?
Well, as of right now, I want to be a ski bum for the next like 20 years, but logistically thinking about it, I would most likely go to school and either become a teacher or a nurse.
Any thoughts on what school?
Not yet.
And any other topics you want to discuss?
No, I think that's about it. I think I covered about everything that I could ever talk about.
All right, well, that wraps up this session.
Yeah.